Friday night at the Steelyard, 20 years of sound and vision, is about creativity and sparks with the iron pour and all that stuff, and music, and music that sparks conversation and just really enjoyment. And so it's really great to have these bands that are coming in that are members of so much part of the community, Neutral Nation, of course, and Lolita Black. And I'm really happy that Bob Otis has come in from Lolita Black, as has Kaylee Malisi, who's the drummer. Bob is the guitarist, original members of the group.
Yep.
And Lolita Black is, you've been really an important part of our band scene and our community since, well, for like 20 years.
It's been a little less than that. I mean, I play in another band called Drop Dead that's uh-huh. been together for 27 years. Lolita Black has been together for...
About 12 years.
Yep. Okay. So I was just talking to Erin, and she was talking to me about Susie and the Banshees and Motorhead. I guess these are bands that might have influenced you guys.
Absolutely. Yes. Bob lived through that era.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a great era. I mean, it's like an amazing amount of music that actually led to, you know, everything that happened in the 90s and all of the really the opening up of the Seattle scene and all of that music. But it happens that a lot of folks, I think, listen and they hear a lot of the hard sort of the harder sounds in your music. But like I was listening to Tightrope,
yep,
which is like it's like so lucid there. You know, you just really have a sort of feel for kind of the musical.
We wanted it to be heavy, but also catchy and accessible at the same time, much like some of those bands from the 80s, Susie and the Banshees, even Motorhead, as heavy as they are. They're catchy music that's based in rock and roll.
Yep.
And that time frame and time signature that you can, you know, maybe not dance to, but it gets you shaking your butt a little bit. So we wanted to be heavy but accessible at the same time.
When you guys get to be such a tight ensemble and you've performed your songs, you know, together many times, do you find it sometimes confining that you sort of can't, like, really, I'm on an experiment tonight, I want to try something different, but you're concerned that maybe you throw others off?
With our stuff, it's tough because we want to be very tight. We want to make sure that the songs are played right every time. So there's little room to experiment, especially in a heavier music, you know. But I don't know.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room for experimentation as far as when the songs get going, because they're not super fast, but they're got a lot of energy and forward motion to them. So they're not a lot of noodly moments in our music. Be honest, we want it to be driving. That's the main thing with what we do.
And what about composing new stuff? How do you go about that as a group?
Usually I'll do some of the writing part of it first, and then we'll get down to the studio and we'll work through it. You know, everyone gets together, and for Scarlett's end, I'll let her think it through and tell me how she wants me to trim some parts and things like that, so she's able to better build the vocals on it. But it's definitely a collaborative effort. We all have our say. We're definitely a democracy in that respect. But I'll come down with the main idea first, and then we'll work through it and then cut and chop until it works.
And Scarlett Delgado is your vocalist, just in case people don't know. And Mike Pagano is your bass player.
Current bass player, yes.
But you learned guitar many, many years ago.
I started playing guitar when I was like 17 years old. And but then I joined a band as a singer. So I put the guitar down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I joined a band called Drop Dead, which is a political hardcore punk band.
And you didn't play guitar?
I hadn't played guitar in probably 10 years doing Drop Dead. And then I started jamming in other bands and picked the guitar up again. And then we formed Lolita Black at a certain point.
Do you miss doing vocals?
No, I actually enjoy playing the guitar and focusing on that and trying to be as good as I can with that. And I can't match, like, what I do with Drop Dead is screaming. What Scarlett does is actually singing. And so she's great at it, and she's quite the performer, and I got a lot of faith in her.
And what, Kelly, have you thought about trying other instruments, or are you going to stick with percussion?
I always was a rhythm section person. I like playing bass a lot. Bass was very easy. I've tried playing guitar. It's not something that came naturally to me, so I just stuck with, you know, banging on those pots and pans. Just that was always a very natural rhythmic thing to me, you know, came very natural. So just stuck with it and honed it, got better at it, still learning.
She's a powerhouse, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, I've noticed that, So tell me again, you said you're working on something new that's going to be released soon. Can you tell us a little bit about what the dates might be and stuff like that?
We're going in, I believe, on the 21st of this month, and we're going to be recording at a place called God City, which is the one of the guitar players for a very famous band called Converge. It's his place, and Drop Dead records up there quite a bit. And we're going to be recording, hopefully, a 12-inch EP, which is an extended play. Probably 6 songs. We were thinking of doing a cover. We don't know what yet. It's going to be very seat of the pants last minute, but that's how we do. And we're excited about it. It's got a lot of energy. Scarlett's lyrics are great, and her vocal lines are great, and Mike's pulling off the bass really well. He's been in the band less than a year now, but he's killing it, and we have a lot of confidence, and I think it's going to go good.
And we can find out more on your Facebook page, Lolita Black's Facebook page.
Yep, and we also have a Bandcamp. It's just Lolita Black at Bandcamp.
Our night at the Steelyard starts at 7 p.m. You guys, I think, are going on around 9:30, something like that.
Approximately. Yep.
And it goes on till like midnight. I mean, this will be just a wonderful night. Neutral Nation follows you guys. Yep. There's going to be lots of music.
Yeah, Neutral Nation, I mean, those guys are Rhode Island institution. I mean, when I first got into punk rock, those guys were one of the bands playing and one of the first bands I ever saw, along with Proletariat, which is a band we're going to be playing with very shortly, too. So it's great to be sharing a stage with somebody with so much past and enthusiasm and very excited about it.
Well, we're really honored, you know, that you guys would come to our birthday party this. So
thank you.
We're looking forward to you at the Steelyard on Friday night. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah.